Seniors might have a reputation for not being very tech savvy, but is that fair? A study says seniors actually love virtual reality. Newsline spoke with CBS News technology contributor Ian Scherr. I certainly get a lot of eye rolls from my kids about tech, but let's talk about this a little bit. Is this a stereotype that seniors are not into tech, not tech savvy? Is that a false stereotype?
It's increasingly so. And in fact, I've been speaking to a lot of people in various senior communities, learning that that stereotype is even being broken among the senior communities. You know, a few years ago, or even go back 10 years ago, there was a real debate about whether or not they should still offer paper sign-up sheets and all that stuff, right? And not do stuff entirely online. But even over this last decade and the last few years, they've been able to transition a lot of them fully online, right? And really move all communication that way. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing that, you know, part of it is that the people who grew up with the internet or were professionals during the time of the internet are now becoming the people who are running the world, right? And also the people who are increasingly in these senior communities. And so it's really interesting to see how that's changing the dynamics of the culture of all these places.
Right. Let's talk about virtual reality. And I guess you wouldn't necessarily associate that with seniors.
No.
But it's allowing seniors essentially to do things that physically or practically just might not be able to do anymore. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah. So Stanford did a research study along with a VR company, of course, and they actually were able to kind of, you know, bring in these VR devices, which are, you know, if you've ever seen them, a lot of us have seen them at this point, right? But it's a pair of goggles that go on your head and they bring a screen so close to your eyes, you think you're in the virtual world. And a lot of them are doing stuff like traveling, right? Seeing different places. Imagine going to Florence or Venice and just being able to look around, which is one of my favorite kind of party tricks with VR. But also being able to be in kind of serene environments or being able to relive a really fun experience like flying an airplane or you name it, right? Being on a train or all sorts of stuff. And they found that 80% of seniors reported having a more positive attitude after their VR session. And 60%, and this is really critical, said they felt less socially isolated. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a really key thing, is that this is not just about, oh, gee whiz. It's actually helping people feel like they aren't alone, which is something that seniors always struggle with.
Right. And before we go, Ian, this has to also be a very good tool for caregivers, right?
Yeah. Well, caregivers, first off, confirmed a lot of the research, right? They found that the residents' moods had upticked, so that was great. And it enhanced their relationship with the seniors. So this is the latest in a lot of studies that we're seeing where, at least when it comes to mental health and stability and kind of that sense of fulfillment in life, that VR, it's not the only answer, but it is a part of the answer in helping people feel like they're not just stuck in a room all the time.
CBS News technology contributor Ian Scherr. Ian, thank you as always.